This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh to take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Foreign Ministers meeting today. During his two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. Upon arrival, Dr. Jaishankar visited key cultural sites in the Saudi capital, emphasizing the historical ties between the two countries. On the second leg of his visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to German capital, Berlin, tomorrow. He will meet German Federal Foreign Minister and the leadership and other ministers of Germany with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland on the 12th of this month. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and a business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Tomorrow he will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both the countries will participate. In recent years, the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas including political, trade, investment, connectivity, energy, technology, education and culture. In Jammu and Kashmir, political parties have stepped up their electoral campaign for the upcoming assembly elections. Polling will be held in three phases on the 18th and the 25th of this month and on the 1st of October. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of the next month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh yesterday addressed a rally in Ramban district. He took a strong stance against the Congress party's claims to restore Article 370, asserting that as long as BJP is in power, the article will not be reinstated. He emphasized BJP's commitment to maintaining the current status and focused on the significant progress made in J&K under the party's leadership. Mr. Singh also highlighted the transformation of Jammu and Kashmir from a region known for terrorism to one recognized for tourism and development. Speaking to reporters in Srinagar, National Conference President Farooq Abdullah accused the BJP of misleading people by claiming that terrorism will rise again if the National Conference and Congress alliance came to power in the Union Territory. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential people in the field of technology and artificial intelligence. His name figures under the Shapers category of the list. The magazine writes, under his leadership, India is hoping to become one of the top five countries for semiconductor manufacturing in the next 5 years. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed happiness on the superlative feats of the Indian contingent at Paris Paralympic Games. In a social media post, the president said the medal tally of 29 in Paris alone is nearly half of the 60 medals won by India in all its 13 games so far. President Murmu added, till 2016, in 11 Paralympics, India had won 12 medals. She said India's performance at Tokyo Paralympics 2020 marked a quantum jump with 19 medals, which has gone up by 10 more in Paris. President Murmu said, in this moment of special pride, she joins the families, coaches, nutritionists and all persons and institutions who stood by the country's Paralympics participants. The president said the stories of every medal winner and other players in Team India need to be told and retold to celebrate their undying spirit amidst the crisis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.